This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Tell us about the main message of our Holy Father Pope Francis at this morning Wednesday audience, which I believe was held in St. Peter's Square outdoors.
It sure was, enjoying the beautiful spring weather that Rome is having. And this morning, John, the Pope gave all the faithful of the world a bit of a homework assignment. He asked everyone to spend time reading St. Paul VI's Apostolic Exhortation, Evangelii Nuntiandi. And why? Well, because he says it will help each person understand what it really means to be a witness and to evangelize those around us. So he said that evangelization is more than just simple doctrinal and moral transmission, but instead it is the witness of that personal encounter with Christ, who is, of course, the incarnate word in which salvation is fulfilled. He said that witness of Christ requires integrity of life, because witness cannot be separated from consistency between what one believes, what one proclaims, and what one lives. Because otherwise, if there isn't that consistency, he said, it's hypocrisy. And he also said that the church must evangelize in order not to become what he called a forgotten piece in a museum. And to do this, Pope Francis said the church must constantly evangelize herself in order to retain a freshness and a vigor and a strength in order to proclaim the gospel. And then today, before giving his final apostolic blessing, he once again urged all those present to read or to reread Evangelii Nuntiandi, and to do it at home or to do it with friends, to do it in community. He added that he also reads that particular document often. Now, today being World Water Day, Pope Francis recalled the words of St. Francis of Assisi, "Praised be you, my Lord, through sister water, who is very useful and humble and precious and chaste." Now, this day, celebrated annually, is meant to raise awareness of the approximately 2 billion people in the world who don't have access to safe water today. And finally, Pope Francis also noted the upcoming one-year anniversary of the act of consecration that he made of Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This was during the annual 24 Hours for the Lord, the Lenten penitential service that was held at the Vatican on the 25th of March of 2022. So today, he specifically urged all of the faithful to renew the consecration of all of humanity to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, John.
Holy Father, with a full agenda on his plate this morning at the audience. In fact, I've actually been thinking about that anniversary that's coming up. Mm-hmm. And we know that prayer works, and we know that eventually the fruits of that consecration of Ukraine and Russia will yield peace. And we just got to continue to pray and unite our prayers with those of the Holy Father.
Indeed, and in fact, he really urged everyone never to tire of consecrating the cause of peace to the Queen of Peace. And so with those words in mind, he asked all to pray that Our Lady might preserve all of us in both unity and peace.
Well, there's a new opportunity to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament, a new form of Eucharistic adoration, I understand, is going on at the Vatican.
You're right, John. Yeah. In fact, just a few days ago, Pope Francis hosted the annual Lenten initiative, the 24 Hours for the Lord. So many churches around the world were open for 24 hours adoration. Many hosted 40 hours devotion. And there at the Vatican itself, a new initiative has begun, a monthly Eucharistic adoration, which will happen in St. Peter's Square. So this is something open to the public where people can come and pray before the Lord in the exposed Eucharist in a gold monstrance right there on an altar placed in front of St. Peter's Basilica in that square. So imagine that there were these large orange candles lit that created a beautiful path of light leading up to the altar. And adorers came, they knelt in the square, they spent time there before the Lord. It was led by Cardinal Mauro Gambetti. He's the archpriest of St. Peter's Basilica. And the service included music, readings from scripture, times of prayer, and then times of silence. So it went on for 1 hour. And again, this is going to be a monthly event. So something new and beautiful that we can look forward to continue to grow and renew our devotion to the Lord.
Ashley, I'm just curious, is this something new, this form of adoration there outdoors in St. Peter's Square? Because I remember, you know, being inside St. Peter's Basilica many times and going into that beautiful chapel on the right side, halfway through St. Peter's, and, you know, people going in continuously to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I remember seeing this image of this one nun kneeling. She would kneel there for hours praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and just such a special moment. But this outdoor thing, is this new?
This is brand new. This is a brand new initiative. And the adoration inside of the basilica, which you mentioned, John, this also continues. So this occurs every single day, and there's benediction in the evening around 4:45 p.m. So adorers throughout the day have that opportunity to come into that side chapel, which we call the Blessed Sacrament Chapel, and spend time in quiet prayer. And that tradition was started by Pope St. John Paul II, who wanted to make sure that pilgrims have the opportunity to have quiet prayer inside of the basilica. Because those of us who've been inside can remember that very often it can get busy, it can get noisy. In fact, oftentimes people come in and it's easy to forget where they are, that they are in the house of the Lord. So this chapel on the side, the Blessed Sacrament Chapel, offers that opportunity for pilgrims inside the basilica every day to enjoy quiet time adoring the Lord in the Eucharist, John.
Well, Ashley, it sounds like a beautiful initiative to have the Blessed Sacrament outdoors. So this may attract many people, maybe just even people who want to pass by and walk through St. Peter's Square be able to spend a moment in front of our Lord there. So it sounds like a fantastic thing. And it just continues the theme of evangelization, because that obviously the Holy Father, it's so special for him. He's been talking about it for a while. Meanwhile, I understand that there is a bridge to Sicily that is in the news.
You're right, John. Exactly. So this is something that just happened, that the Italian premier, Giorgia Meloni, has approved a decree to build a bridge across the Strait of Messina to link Italy to the mainland. So this would be a 2 mile long suspension bridge to connect Sicily with Calabria and with, of course, the rest of Italy, technically the rest of Europe. You can imagine that this is something that has a bit of contention attached to it, too. One of the biggest reasons is because it's a multi-billion euro project. So this isn't the first time that this idea has been discussed, but it has been scrapped in the past due to budget constraints. But it looks like this is something that very well may go through. Now, if it does, this 2 mile long suspension bridge would be considered an engineering feat, especially because this is an earthquake prone area. But it would create tens of thousands of jobs as it's being built. And it looks like it would be approved officially by July of 2024, and then the building would begin. And interestingly, this is not an original idea, because historians say that a plan to build a bridge goes all the way back to ancient Roman times, but it looks like it took quite a while to finally put it into action. So we will certainly keep watching this, as there's a chance that Sicily will now be connected to the mainland, John.
That is really interesting news. I can just picture it, probably reminiscent of the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco.
Very well could be. It'll be really fun to see what this, how this unfolds.
For sure. Meanwhile, on March 25th, just a few days away, the Feast of the Annunciation is going to be celebrated. How is it celebrated there in Rome and Italy?
Yes. So all over the country, various novenas started in preparation of the day, in preparation of the day of celebrating Mary's Fiat. And many cities and towns also have special celebrations. For example, in the small town of Carlino, Italy, which is in the Friuli Venezia Giulia area, there's about 3,000 inhabitants, but it becomes quite packed during 4 days of celebrations, which include multiple masses, nightly fireworks, and then a gorgeous procession where a beautiful statue of Our Lady is carried through the city. And after that, young school kids will actually spend the next few hours recreating living scenes from the life of Our Lady. And then in the city of Rolo, Italy, they too will have major processions through the street. And then the finale will be a consecration of the city to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So lovely celebrations. And I think these are for things that we can do at home in our own lives, in our own church communities, in our own neighborhoods. So lovely ways for us all to celebrate this beautiful feast coming up on the 25th, the Feast of the Annunciation, Annunziata.
Any word on how the Holy Father will celebrate the Feast of the Annunciation?
I haven't heard specifically what his plans are, but I'm sure because of his devotion to Our Lady that he will indeed plan something special on that day.
Well, because this special feast is celebrated on March 25th, it's a reminder that 9 months later, it's Christmas.
Exactly. It's already time for Christmas.
Can you believe it?
Yes. How the time flies. And it's a special celebration, too, for all of those who are named Annunziata and named Nancy, which is, of course, an abbreviated version of that name. So it's a special feast day for all the Nancys out there.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.